Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Morning Blessings. Come in and take a load off. So glad that you stopped in today. Grab a cuppa and get comfy as I share with you a little bit of insight and spiritual to feed all our souls this day. Good day and welcome back to the World of Bear. Today I'm going to share a little bit regarding prayer, for there are many perspectives out there about it, and some even go so far as feeling ownership of prayer or the process of how to pray. So where do we start? Well, let's take a look at some of the objects associated with prayer. And for sure, there are many objects from many cultures. There are talismans, medals, rosaries, holy water, cards, candles in various colors that would and can invoke different results. There are offerings of food, money, sacrifices of not eating or fasting. There is smoke or smudge, incense, sweetgrass or palms. There's tobacco and even prayer ties. We are a world filled with diversity, and within that we all strive to have our desires, prayers, and thoughts be heard by a higher power. The other thing I would like to discuss is a little bit about something that has come up repeatedly over the past year, and it's a very human thing, and in my thinking, a very ego-driven and non-spiritual way of thinking, actually. It's about the manner in which we pray. Many people within various cultures have said that others are not allowed to use their prayers, their ways of honoring Creator, that it's theirs. Then there are others that say Creator God will punish those who do not follow their ways of prayer, or even so far as harm people in the name of Creator God. The teachings I have been shared from Spirit, from our ancestors, elders, and many different cultures and Creator is actually quite the opposite. For if people wish to learn prayer, a way to center and become better beings, to become closer to a higher positive power, to be thankful, to grieve, to question, to honor self, Creator, and all life is sacred, whose right is it to judge that and say you can't use? Can any of us say we are better than or less than? Can we for fact say our way is the only way and the right way? When I see and I hear the outcries of all the so-called religious people towards other people for whatever reason, whether it's race, religion, equality, hate, bigotry, this does not represent our Creator God. This represents the man in religion, the man who wants to control and bully others. The man who walks with ego over all else. And for this type of human, I continue to pray. For this is not sacred, and this is definitely not a spiritual way to walk. How can it be that sharing customs, prayers, religious beliefs that bring others closer to God Creator and a more balanced, positive life, a bad thing? To emulate another in positives as in a teacher whose students imitate as one of the highest forms of honor. It means they get it, and we made a difference, a positive imprint on another human being who can now perhaps walk a little more balanced life. In this modern way of life with social media and internet, it is much easier to reach those that have not been able to be reached with teachings and prayer. To give comfort and add some positives for the day to someone who may otherwise be unable to find it in their current situations. Not everyone has the ability to pick herbs, to gather in prayer, to be heard, or sometimes even to gather in spiritual ways. Sometimes it is a good thing to know, remember, understand that we are indeed not alone. We all must remember our past, but better yet, we must understand that the past, in order to move forward, must be healed. So many times I hear what this race did to another, how they dishonored the race by doing some horrific act or insult. And I truly get it. It's important. But I also understand there has been no one race that has not had hate and crimes of undignified horrors affect them at one point in history or another. But the thing is, it is history. And yes, we need to understand it in the proper way, but we also need to learn from it so we do not commit the same cycles again and again. We need to learn to heal so that those past horrific things do not define us as human beings. If we do not learn to move forward and heal, if we do not learn to move forward and share our cultures, the positives, the prayers, the purpose of the ceremonies, we will never heal. We will never become what our ancestors dreamed and sacrificed for us. We will never be able to stand within our own sacred hoops and be balanced, happy, thankful, and most of all, humbled by all that is the Creator has given us to share and live as we walk the human.
Who cares if they're black or white?
Everybody's supposed to be friends.
It doesn't matter what color you are.
I have a dream.
We are all the same.
prayer in itself is a powerful tool. Prayers. They can be silent. They can be joyous. They can be frantic at times. But no matter what they are spoken from deep within our hearts, asking for guidance, healings, or just to be acknowledged. Does prayer have to be in a certain way or spoken in certain words for us to be heard? Does it have to be our religion or our culture to be heard? My answer would be, I think not. It doesn't matter to Creator whether you are a scholar or a person of few words, a child or an adult, whether you speak English or Portugal. And don't ask, I only share what they give me. You can speak in sign language or rap. It doesn't matter how you pray, how you connect. What matters is that you have the conversations with higher self, with Creator God. That we extend that thought process and are thankful and humble for what we are given and what we have. Sometimes we may have an abundance like no other, and at other times, any given time, we can have that slip away. But through it all, we still have prayer, and with that comes power, hope, faith, all things that can move mountains when needed or softly cradle us in loving embraces. Prayer, it's a common denominator, a link to human. Like a web, it will weave a quilt of strength like no other. How do I know? I've seen it firsthand in action. I've seen it heal. I've seen it put smiles on faces. I've seen it bring nations together. And I've seen it remind people to be humble and thankful. Prayer. It is old, it is sacred, it is power, but no one owns it. So, let us raise our intentions, our consciousness, and voice by sending healing energies and prayers up this day. Today I pray for all those who ask, all those in need, and all those who do not ask. I pray that we are given the strength, the joy, the love that is needed in our days. I call to the sacred winds to carry my words to the grandmothers and grandfathers of the north, the south, the east, the west, above, below, and within. I call to the sacred winds to carry my words to the winged ones, the four-leggeds, the plant people, the crystal keepers, the thunder beings, the angelic realm, to Mother Mary and Magdalene, to my brother Christ, and all the nations that love us. I thank you for all the many blessings that you have shared with us today and beyond, and I ask that you hear our prayers, whether spoken or held silently within our hearts. Today I ask that you hear our prayers as we stand humbly before you, small and human. Help us to remember we are all but a tiny part of a great universe and that we are all connected as one. Bring us the strength we need to walk our paths without ego or judgment. Allow our hearts to hear what our ears are missing. Teach us how to allow forgiveness for others and ourselves. Fill our being with that unconditional love that you so freely offer all. And I call that we are reminded we are no better or less than each other. Guide us through our days. Help us with our humanness, that we learn to reconnect with others in a gentle and positive way, offering smiles when they are needed without thought, shoulders or ears to help ease another, and words that can uplift and soothe. Keep our children safe and strong in this troubled world, and I ask that on this day and in days to come, guidance is shared with us all as we walk our paths. Help open our eyes so that we can learn to see the right way of things. Teach us to respect all life as sacred, no matter how small. Open our ears and minds so that we may understand things that are being taught to us in good and gentle manners. And open our hearts so that when the harshness of the world falls at our feet, we are able to cope and handle it with compassion and understanding. I ask today and all days ahead that prayer begins to weave its magic over the world, that with each prayer, from wherever it comes from, another strong thread is added to this great quilt of life that is seen with every color from every tribe of the five-fingered race, that it helps us all to strengthen the good that is inside each of us, making us stronger, more loving, more understanding with each other. Prayer. That it rings out from every heart and every whisper to be heard out to the universe and beyond, to Creator God, so that we will all be wrapped in loving embrace and reminded that we are all acknowledged, that we all matter, that we are all heard. I thank all of those who have walked with us and answered our calls this day and in days to come, and I honor you, Aho. So my wish to you all today is that you stop throughout the day and pray. Not with big fancy ways, but an acknowledgement, however that is for you. An acknowledgement of the day you are having, or the people that made you smile, or reminded you to slow down and be kinder. To pray in whatever manner, that we are human, that we learn to accept our flaws that we carry, and in that understanding that within our imperfection, we are all perfect. So I wish you all the love that is in my heart, and that it finds yours and fills it with hope and faith, faith that in the moments ahead of us, we can all help to make this world a little better. So until next time, my morning blessings, stay well and bear out. Today's music provided to the Wolf and the Bear Network was from Jonna Michoni, Douglas Spotted Eagle, and Chris Faree. All music can be found over on iTunes, and in addition, Chris Faree's music can be found at chrisfaree.com. If you wish to get hold of myself, Bear Medicine Walker, you can reach me over on Facebook at Bear Medicine Walker, or you can find me at bearmedicinewalker.com.